Hagrid yawned loudly, sat up and stretched. "Best be off, Harry. Lots to do today. Got to get up to London and buy all your stuff for school." Harry was turning over the wizard coins and looking at them. He had just thought of something that made him feel as though the happy balloon inside him had got a puncture. "Hagrid?"
"Hmm?"
said Hagrid, who was pulling on his huge boots. "I haven't got any money, and you heard Uncle Vernon last night. He won't pay for me to go and learn magic."
"Don't worry about that," said Hagrid, standing up and scratching his head. "Do you think your parents didn't leave you anything?"
"But if their house was destroyed..."
"They didn't keep their gold in the house, boy. Nah. First stop for us is Gringotts, Wizard's Bank. Have a sausage. They're not bad cold, and I wouldn't say no to a bit of your birthday cake, neither."
"Wizards have banks?"
"Just the one, Gringotts, run by goblins."
Harry dropped the bit of sausage he was holding.
"Goblins?" "Yeah. So you'd be mad to try and rob it, I'll tell you that. Never mess with goblins, Harry. Gringotts is the safest place in the world for anything you want to keep safe, except maybe Hogwarts. As a matter of fact, I got to visit Gringotts anyway, for Dumbledore, Hogwarts business."
Hagrid drew himself up proudly.
"He usually gets me to do important stuff for him, fetching you, getting things from Gringotts. Knows he can trust me, see? Got everything? Come on, then."
Harry followed Hagrid out onto the rock. The sky was quite clear now and the sea gleamed in the sunlight. The boat Uncle Vernon had hired was still there, with a lot of water in the bottom after the storm. "How did you get here?" Harry asked, looking around for another boat.
"Flew,"
said Hagrid.
"Flew? Yeah, but we'll go back in this. Not supposed to use magic, now I've got you."
They settled down in the boat, Harry still staring at Hagrid, trying to imagine him flying.
"Seems a shame to row, though," said Hagrid, giving Harry another of his sideways looks. "If I was to speed things up a bit, would you mind not mentioning it at Hogwarts?"
"Of course not," said Harry, eager to see more magic. Hagrid pulled out the pink umbrella again, tapped it twice on the side of the boat, and they sped off towards land.